What different kinds of animals would people have on a farm, and what different buildings would they have for keeping them in?
Okay. When we had sheep, we had a special pen we call the sheep pen. Our cattle have a shelter, which they very seldom use, which is called a cow shed. And the hogs have a hog pen. And the chickens have a chicken pen and a chicken house.
What would you have for keeping the biddies in for the small chickens?
A coop. Take that back. It's a coop. Our,
what does that look like?
It's just a very small pen, something like you'd expect to see a rabbit in a rabbit cage, or something with very tiny wire, a wire with very tiny holes so that the, no small animal could get into them.
What would be the biggest building on a farm?
The barn. It'd have to be. If you had any size farm at all, it'd have to be the barn.
How would most of the barns around here, how would they be laid out?
Well, you have a barn, and then usually coming out from the front of it, you have a, what we call a lot. And the lot is for holding in, well, it'd be like if you wanted to gather some cows together or some animals together, you'd run them into the lot. It's a very small pen with very sturdy boards to hold them in. Some barns, ours has two, it's like two separate buildings connected under one single roof. In between them, there's a space that you can drive a truck, a trailer, a tractor, and we call that a hall, which would be normal, I guess.
What is the different building? What are the different parts of the different rooms? Or
one of them, each side has two rooms. One of the rooms holds hay, one of them holds corn, one of them holds our corn that we have ground, which is crushed corn, and the other one in maize, and then the other one is full of junk.
What do you call the room that's got the corn in it?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. If somebody told me to go to the barn, I guess we just call it a room for corn.
Crib or feed room? Or?
Okay, crib. I don't think we ever use that very much. That's, I guess you'd say we have one. It's a separate little section inside one of the rooms that sometimes we throw corn in that's already been shucked.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep it separate from the others, but we don't use that very much. We're very simple out here. You have to know where everything is and then just go get it.
Do you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
Yes, a granary is what I would call it, and that's too big of an operation for us.
What does that look like?
Oh, I presume that what I'm talking about is one of these silo looking things, and just where they store the grain.
What do you call the upper part of the barn?
Okay, we put hay up there. We'd always say we were going upstairs, in the upstairs, or the attic. We mostly call it the upstairs. Some people call them a loft, I guess. I don't know, hay loft. We never did. We'd always say, go get some hay, and do I have to go upstairs? We go upstairs.
What if you had too much hay to put up there? How could you leave it outside?
Oh, that wouldn't be very good at all. If it was baled, it would be a very bad thing. If it wasn't baled, you could stack it, make haystacks, I guess. You see that every once in a while, you don't see very often.
What about when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back, you can cut it again the same year?
And then you have a second cutting?
Okay. And a long time ago, well nowadays everybody bale hay, but a long time ago when they were going to stack it or something, after it would dry, they'd rake it up in little piles.
Yeah.
Small piles though. You'd call those.
I don't know, because we never did it.